With Montana News, I'm Sean Robb. Roads, bridges, and other infrastructure are becoming a central focus in the Montana governor's race. Both sides blame the other for political deadlock over establishing a funding source for projects. In a Capitol News conference on today, Republican Greg Gianforte accused Governor Steve Bullock of stubbornly opposing Republican proposals to address the state's infrastructure needs. Meanwhile, Bullock traveled to Butte again to pitch a $200 million plan he unveiled last week. Neither Bullock nor Gianforte have yet fleshed out details of their plans, a key obstacle in differences over a funding formula. Gianforte said he was not opposed to using bonds to pay for projects. Republican state lawmakers who opposed bonding shot down Governor Bullock's plan last year. Wildlife managers from 18 states with wild elk herds just wrapped up a two-day meeting in Missoula at the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation.
I think the national elk herd is doing well.
Blake Henning is the foundation's VP for lands and conservation. He says a few individual herds are struggling across the country, including in Montana. But in general, the outlook is positive for elk nationwide.
We've got four states over the last 5 or 6 years that restored elk. So Virginia, Missouri, West Virginia is now talking about bringing elk in.
Henning says elk managers and foundation staff also talked about the need for hunting advocates to be active on social media. He says predators continue to be an issue for elk in the greater Yellowstone area and that the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation supports the government's proposal to take grizzly bears off the endangered species list. A committee that has been studying how best to handle growth at Bozeman High School is recommending that the school district build a second high school that would open up in 2020. The panel voted 24-7 yesterday in favor of splitting up the state's largest high school. They had also considered building a school more than 2,200 students in grades 10 to 12 and educating 8th and 9th graders at the current high school. Superintendent Rob Wasson says the school board will make the final decision. A bond issue would be put before voters next May. Supporters say a second high school would create more opportunity to participate in activities and prevent students from feeling lost among the school's 2,000 students. Opponents are concerned about the loss of some electives and advanced placement classes. Conservation groups say the federal government is failing to protect fur-bearing animals from trappers and hunters. They're suing because they say international trade in fur pelts was partially reinstated a couple years ago without enough study. Edward O'Brien reports.
Fur bearer pelts have been a hot commodity on the international market. In 2014, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service issued tags allowing the export of 59,000 bobcat pelts from the United States.
What we're saying is, how can removing 59,000 animals from the environment not have an impact on the environment?
That's Bethany Cotton of Wild Earth Guardians, which, along with the Western Environmental Law Center, is suing the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. They say the agency has never publicly reviewed the environmental impacts of the pelt export program. The U.S. is part of an international treaty set up in the 70s to outlaw the unregulated ivory trade. The pelt export program is a part of that treaty. The plaintiffs say the government's refusal to evaluate it is illegal.
Our case argues that Fish and Wildlife Service should have gone through a National Environmental Policy Act review process when it makes decisions about when to issue permits.
Plaintiffs say the government also overlooks the impact pelt-related trapping has on non-target animals that are also caught in traps and snares. The suit was filed this week in Missoula District Court. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service did not respond to our interview requests. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
Supporters of presidential candidate Bernie Sanders say the race for Democratic nomination is not over. With 1 month to go before Montana's primary election, they've scheduled a training session and rally Saturday in Butte. Margaret Kidder of Livingston is one of the organizers. She says Butte was selected because of its deep roots in this country's labor union movement. The day will begin with sessions on how to become a state and national delegate. Supporters will also be going door-to-door in Butte and conclude with a parade, rally, and a Beer for Bernie event. Kidder says this campaign is not over despite remarks from some political pundits that Hillary Clinton will be the nominee. She says the event will be a launching point to take the campaign's grassroots message across Montana. An environmental group is asking a federal judge in Missoula to halt a federal program that allows the export of furs taken from wildlife in the U.S. Attorneys for Wild Earth Guardians said today that the little-known export program shouldn't be allowed to continue without a study of its effects on wildlife populations. It allows tens of thousands of bobcat and a limited number of wolf pelts taken in the U.S. to be exported. Federal authorities say they only allow furs to be traded that were taken from populations of animals that are not at risk. The Montana Supreme Court has ordered a hearing to determine if a judge has disqualified himself. District Judge George Jerry Huss approved a $10 million settlement to be paid by an insurance company without the company's input. At about the same time, Judge Huss had agreed to settle a personal sexual harassment claim as long as his former court reporter collected the settlement from the state. A federal judge in Oregon says a massive habitat restoration effort doesn't do enough to improve Northwest salmon runs. U.S. District Judge Michael H. Simon in Portland today rejected the federal government's plan for offsetting the damage that dams in the Columbia River Basin pose to the fish. He found that for the past 20 years, U.S. agencies have focused on trying to revive the salmon runs without hurting the generation of electricity. He says those efforts, quote, have already cost billions of dollars, yet they are failing. The ruling gives a major victory to conservationists and fishing businesses who hope to see four dams on the Snake River, a major tributary of the Columbia, breached to make way for the salmon. The state of Oregon and the Nez Perce tribe were also among those who sued. The University of Montana received a $1 million donation today towards an endowed professorship in finance. UM Foundation's Kate Stober says the money will help the business school in more ways than one.
It's amazing to get a donation of this caliber because it allows us to fund a position in perpetuity, and not only fund that position, but provide extra resources in the terms of research dollars for the professor, which really allows them to stay at the top of their game in the field.
The donation comes from the Community Foundation of Tampa Bay on behalf of the late Carol Jean Burns. In 2003, Burns and her husband Donald established an endowed professorship in Donald's name. He studied business management at UM. There have been two Burns professors at the School of Business since 2003. UM School of Business Administration has 11 professorships and fellowships that are partially funded through donor support. I'm Sean Robb. Thanks for listening.